Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell.
And my definition of what it means to retire rich is that you have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, and you have no debt.
With over 30 years combined experience as financial advisors in Utah,
Mark and I have worked through many people's retirements, so that way we know the ins and outs.
Using established strategies, they can help you reduce debt and create an income to last your lifetime.
We really do tailor our approach to what you need in your situation.
It's your money, you do what you want, and we will help you implement your goals and objectives.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
So glad that you're spending some of your weekend with us here with certified financial planner Mark Cadell and his son and financial advisor Clint Cadell, who are both here as they are every week working to help you find solutions to your financial questions and concerns. And you can speak to the Cadells yourself directly by calling them up, 801-839-4939. Again, it's 801-839-4939. Also online at retirerichtoday.com. Gentlemen, how are you?
Excellent.
Doing really well.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing?
I have a bit of a crisis on my hands.
Oh, no.
So as we are all excited and anticipating about getting back to our regular lives, we're trying to get into routines and we're doing it cautiously. In the meantime, thanks to technology, you have your radio kit set up at your house. I do as well at mine, working remotely, but still being able to do our show each week. Mm-hmm. However, my kit set up in a room in our basement downstairs. And yesterday when I was down here working, a giant creepy crawly thing went scurrying across the room.
Uh-oh.
I can't find it.
Oh, no.
I didn't have anything to squash it with today I am armed with my L.L. Bean duck boot.
You're on alert the whole show.
Yes.
You're going to be looking around over your shoulder, huh?
Well, that's the thing. I'm putting out my own little bug disclaimer here at the start. If you hear a scream and a microphone thud,
blood curdling.
Don't worry. The bug has returned. I'm handling it, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
I just felt like I should put everybody on alert to not panic if that scream does occur. Oh, geez. And you know when you feel a little tickle on your foot or on your neck, and you start slapping yourself like mm-hmm. an idiot? It's a good thing you guys can't see me to witness any awkward behavior.
Just the suggestion. Now you can start feeling it gliding around.
I just wanted to bring you along through the mental journey with me.
Now I'm looking around my room.
That's right. See,
I'm worried.
Misery loves company, and that's where we're going today. But enough about creepy crawly bugs. We've got work to do helping you get rid of money bugs that may
that's
be
right.
hiding out in your financial plans. And we're doing that today as we talk about all of your past jobs and the various retirement accounts you may have acquired with them. What to do about those accounts now. Something expensive in retirement that you may not be thinking about, but you should. Plus, what to do if suddenly you get a buyout offer from your employer. Mark and Clint are sharing answers to these questions to help you as we start getting back to work, protecting the money that you have now, as well as getting back on track, building your nest egg. Because it's what you need to help you reach your retirement goals. Maybe those goals involve a boat or traveling around the world. Each of us has our own dream, which means that each of us has our own definition of what it is to retire rich. And Mark, this is something that you talk about, how it's your goal to help clients retire rich. But what does it mean when you say this? And why do we call the show Retire Rich Today?
Because we don't want anyone to retire poor and just struggle to get by during those retirement years. We want them to be truly wealthy and rich. But what I mean by retiring rich is that you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last your lifetime. It's achievable for everyone listening. It doesn't mean that everyone's going to reach the same amount, the same end goal as far as $1 million or $2 million or $10 million or $500,000 or whatever the goal might be. They'll have different goals, but they can all be completely debt-free and have sufficient assets that will generate income to support their lifestyle so they can live comfortably throughout their retirement years.
I imagine that a lot of these things that Mark just described sound good to a lot of us right now. So now is the time to call and get to work on your plan to help you get to that place. 801-839-4939. Again, 801-839-4939 to speak to the Cadells directly about your own questions, which most of us have a lot more of right now with all of the scary economic headlines, advisors have become pretty popular people. So we asked listeners to share with us some questions or thoughts that they would want to run by a financial advisor. And here's what some of them had to say.
Now that the market has dropped as much as it has, and we don't know what's ahead, it seems like now's a good time to, if you have equity in your home, do some sort of cash out refi and then invest into the stock market when prices are so low and you know it's going to bounce back.
As someone who is right on the edge of retiring, this is greatly concerning, but I have to have confidence that the market will rebound pretty quickly.
My problem is I'm never very good at exit strategies or knowing when the bottom has arrived in order to actually get back in. So doing nothing, essentially, I will hope that over enough time, the market will rebound and any investments I had will recover along with them.
Okay, guys, I heard bounce back, I heard rebound, and I heard rebound again. Are most of these folks that we heard on track with their ideas?
We have heard similar comments from people we've spoken with in the last several weeks. The first gentleman's comments as far as pulling money out of his home and putting it into the stock market, personally, I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, all right.
And the reason is because let's say you pull out $100,000 in home equity line or whatever amount you pull out, you put it into the stock market. It's great if the stock market goes up, but what happens if that stock market goes down?
Okay.
And we enter in a time period where it spirals down. I would not want to see someone have their house mortgaged and then buy a stock and the stock drop by 50% and suddenly they have a larger mortgage. That's not a good scenario. So
okay.
We don't encourage that type of behavior.
And that's not even if there's just that drop off. If the stock market stagnates as well, then that refinance option just basically did you nothing but put you into more debt.
Yeah, it always looks good on paper, but in reality, you're better off having your house paid for and be completely debt-free. I wouldn't leverage it and borrow the money out and invest it. I don't think that's a good idea. But I've seen people do it. We just don't encourage that.
And it's an odd thing with this lockdown. Everybody is just kind of in stasis or in a limbo mode right now.
Right.
So there are some days when I wake up and I'm not sure what day it is. I don't know if any listeners have thought about that as well.
It's Groundhog Day every day.
It really is. So for me, my wife has been a really big help, kicking my butt and getting me working. We're trying to finish off our basement. We're working on that. So without her, I wouldn't be doing as much. But a lot of people need that kind of help with their financial planning as well. More often than not, you're like the last gentleman who spoke. He just says, I don't really know when to go back into the market. I don't know what to do. I just kind of sit and wait around. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people do because the buy and hold strategy has worked historically. But there are just so many more opportunities that you have if you're aware of what your finances are and what your assets are actually in that you can reallocate so that way you do catch those upswings and you can change if that downturn does happen. And if that flatline happens, then you can order things around so that way that you won't stagnate with your assets and you'll keep up with inflation. So that's why it's so important to get a financial planner to go over these things with you. So that way you get the full upswing and you avoid the downturns rather than just getting the scraps that happen at the end.
It's tough because some people, we've heard comments from callers, there are people calling us and saying, no, I just want to get out of the market and then go to cash. And then once the market completely bottoms out, I'm going to buy back in.
Right.
Well, the challenge is, when is that exact bottom?
Right. Sounds good on paper.
It looks good when you look back historically, but we may have hit the bottom already. That 18,000 may have been the bottom. And so the people that sold out at 18,000, they missed out on this last 20% gain recently. So it's very tough to jump in and out. If you're in the market, you need to be in long term. If you don't need to be in the market, you want to be more secure, there are some much better options. So as Clint mentioned, you need to have a game plan. You need to have a financial plan put together so that you have a strategy going forward and take advantage of the upswings right now in the market and avoid the downturns if you're getting close to that retirement age. Because there's nothing worse than getting ready to retire and suddenly your portfolio drops by 30 or 40%.
Right.
You might not be able to afford to retire. That's not a good scenario.
I think what I heard you saying is if you need help motivating yourself at home, you need to get a wife. And if you need help motivating yourself financially speaking, you need to get a plan together and you need to get some help with that plan from a financial advisor. And Mark and Clint Cadell, they're right here and they're ready to help you with that plan. 801-839-4939 to talk to the Cadells about getting back on track for your own nest egg and your own savings. 801-839-4939. Something that a lot of us have been looking closer at in these last few weeks is our budget. And, You may be cutting back on some of the fun things right now, but you don't want that to be the case when you retire. After all of those years of hard work, you deserve the fun things. But that budget does need to also cover some not-so-fun expenses, and The Motley Fool says a lot of us are failing to plan for taxes in retirement. But in that time, when we won't be working anymore, won't this be a relatively small expense?
Yeah, well, it depends on what you're
I don't
you're
like
doing.
Your tone there, Clint. What do you mean?
Yeah,
Clint?
But
sorry. There's the butt at the end of that.
All right, continue.
So hopefully the way that you've been managing your money, you've been converting things into Roth accounts as you've been working. So that way you won't have to pay taxes on your withdrawals from that account. Now, in that sense, you're really well off. But if you haven't been paying attention to your retirement portfolios, odds are you're going to be paying a lot. We had a client come in recently that they came in, they said, oh yeah, this is how much money I have. I can't wait to use it. We're going to go on cruises. And we love doing that. That's one of the reasons why I'm in the financial business, is I enjoy helping people have their dreams come true and see them say, oh yes, sweet, I can go on that cruise and go out and enjoy those fun things. But then I also have to sometimes be the reality check guy and say, well, you haven't paid taxes on this portion of your retirement portfolio and you need to pay that. And they say, oh no, my CPA didn't remind me of that. So sometimes you have to have that, and it's tougher, but if you work with a financial planner, that's good. They keep you aware of those things. So that way you don't have to have that huge reality check once that time comes.
We saw a couple recently that they had sold some property and they didn't plan on the tax portion of that property. And so what happened is they wanted to invest this money and they bought a nice motorhome, and this is before coronavirus hit full-fledged. And they went to Florida. They had a wonderful trip. They did all these great things. They came back, and then they called us a little bit later and said, oh, our CPA has just reminded us that we've got to pay tax on this property that we sold. And so that's one of those gotchas all of a sudden. Hey, you got to come up with an extra $100,000 because it was a sizable piece of property that they had sold. So you've got to plan on those taxes. You can't get away from those. So it's important to incorporate that into your financial plan and make certain that you take care of that so you can use the other money to do what you want to do.
Incorporating the plan so that we can get the sweet answer from Clint and Mark, not the
but.
We don't want Mr. Yeah, but.
Yeah, we're doing it.
801-839-4939. Avoid the yeah, but guy. Give us a call. Mark is actually personally answering the phone, and he and Clint are here and ready to help you find the answers to your own money questions. In fact, Mark is giving you a head start with the book that he wrote titled The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement, and right now is giving you your copy for free. 801-839-4939. The first 10 callers, you'll get a free copy of Mark's book, and while you're talking to him, go ahead and schedule your time for a phone or video conference and get to work planning your path to better protecting the money that you already saved and creating income streams for the years after you stop working, rebuilding that nest egg if necessary as well. It's not too late. You've got options. The Cadells, they want to share those options with you. 801-839-4939 to get started. All right, coming up next, how many different jobs have you had and what to do about the retirement accounts you may have left with them? We'll talk about it when we come back with Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
We're living in a world like we've never known before. Getting advice on things like when it's okay to go to the store and how to wash our hands. But who's advising you on your retirement accounts? How would you like to put a little social distancing between you and the losses you've seen? Mark and Clint Cadell of Cadell Investments can help you better protect the money you already have and also start building a nest egg for your future. Don't sit by watching your money leak out of your accounts. Call to set up your video or phone consultation. 801-839-4939 and online at RetireRichToday.com.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Cadell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Cadell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then, if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. You're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939 or visit them online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Caddell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio. For being here and for sharing part of your weekend with us, certified financial planner Mark Caddell and his son and financial advisor Clint Caddell of Caddell Investments are both here to help answer your financial questions about how to get back on track, protecting the money that you have and saving as well for your future, because it's getting complicated, but the Caddells have options and solutions, and they want to share those with you. 801-839-4939. That's the number for you to call to ask the guys your own personal questions. Again, it's 801-839-4939. We all know that the days of working for one, maybe two companies in your lifetime, those are long gone. But I didn't realize this stat that the typical American has had 12 different jobs in their working lifetime. And for a lot of us, this has created a hodgepodge, a whole mess of different retirement accounts scattered about. So as you near the end of your career, how can you possibly manage all of these different accounts? Morningstar's Christine Benn says it's time to consolidate.
You might have old rollover IRAs, or you might have 401k plans left behind with former employers. You can clean all that up. Usually the best thing to do would be just to roll it all into one mega IRA. But if your company retirement plan is really good, you might even be able to roll the assets into the plan. So ask your employer if you really like that 401k plan.
This all sounds neat and lovely. But I am asking you this question as I speak from experience, that consolidating old IRA accounts can be difficult at best. And the paperwork nightmare is what I think keeps most of us putting it off. So is this something that you can help somebody do?
Absolutely. Some people don't even know that they can roll over their old plans into their own personal IRA account. They've just never been taught that they could do that. Right. And that is probably the best thing to do. Rolling it back to another employer plan that might sound good on the surface, but there are restrictions on employer plans. They usually have a limited number of funds or asset classes that they can choose from within that plan. Where if you roll it to your own personal IRA account, you can put it wherever you want. The sky's the limit. You can
go to
stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, whatever you want to do. You can customize and tailor that plan to your own situation. So for most people, if you gather up all of your old 401k statements, put them together, you might have 5 or 10. We've had people come into our office and they've worked for 5 different employers.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to figure out how to roll them over. And every company's different. Some companies you can call over the phone and do a rollover. That's really convenient.
Yeah, it is.
Others, it's an archaic process. You have to fill out paperwork.
That's the one that I had to do to roll over into an IRA.
Yeah, the old days, yeah, paper and pen. Sometimes you have to fill out an actual form, which is really a nuisance. So, but we do those for people. We just order the forms and help them process those accounts so we can consolidate it into one master IRA account. That's the best approach.
I haven't had 12 jobs personally.
But okay, I have, I think.
Oh, wow.
But we've had clients that come in and they just have forgotten about those accounts and they've just been sitting there gaining that 1% and it's been in there for 20 years. It was really surprising that she completely forgot that she had it.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes it's a pleasant surprise that,
yeah,
you mean, I've got this extra $12,000 or $20,000 in this account.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
Yeah, she had no idea, but we made the calls and we figured out where the money was and we got it transferred over. And that was a really pleasant experience for him. And it was just so easy. But that's one of the reasons why it's nice to have somebody watching over your finances, helping you out, consolidating things like that. Because it's so simple to just forget about it. And a lot of the companies forget about it too. I still get mail from my first job, and I still get mail about my 401k plan that doesn't exist anymore, as well as my medical insurance that also doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
So it's just employers are still having
a lot of things just fall through the cracks.
Now, if they could just send you a check, a payroll check.
If I still got a check, that would be one thing.
Where's that mistake?
I know.
Where's
that? What we find with most people is they just don't know how to go about it. And mm-hmm. since we're in this business, we dealt with most of these companies over the past 30, 40 years now. Mm-hmm. So we can easily contact the employer. We know how to speak the jargon.
Yes.
We know how to get things done. We know how to order out the paperwork if it needed and transfer it quickly and easily for the client.
That's where I think that the critical part of the role that you can play in this process for somebody is, because like I said, speaking from personal experience, when I first brought this up, I know that rolling over a couple of my old accounts, one bank, you did just call them up, another one required sending the form. And just to read through the form, I was nervous about if I was checking the right or wrong box because of all of the verbiage and wording. I couldn't understand it. It was like reading a legal document, which is what it is.
The rollover forms are not easy to read. They really aren't.
So,
and unless you know the jargon and the language, it can be very confusing. And what happens if you send it in and it's filled out incorrectly, they kick it back. They kick it back again and again and again.
And then you add it to that stack that's sitting on your desk of things to take care of. It becomes such a hassle, and that's why it gets put off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just give us a call. We can look at that form, go over it, make sure it's done correctly. We know how to make the phone calls. And what we will typically do is call the back office or the companies that's processing these and tell them exactly what we're filling out. We make sure it's done correctly.
Right.
Then we send it in so it's processed the first time.
Well, that's one of the many advantages of having the Cadells working with you, the way that they can help you figure out some of these nitty-gritty details that the average man or woman just has no idea to manage. And I raise my hand in that same arena. I have been there, and I know how confusing and frustrating it can be. The Cadells are here to ease those confusions and frustrations and help you with many details, not just rolling over 401ks, but all areas of your financial life. 801-839-4939 is how you can call to ask them about rolling over a 401k or a bevy of other options that they have to share with you besides 401ks and Social Security. What other income are you planning to have for yourself and your family in your retirement years? It's a very important question, one that Cadells always address with their clients, and one that you need to be thinking about as well. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones who has a pension, but for a lot of us, we need to be figuring out ways to create these income streams ourselves. And with the market turmoil of late, I've been hearing an increase in conversations about annuities. Everyone has very different opinions about these. The host of CNBC's Power Lunch asked wealth manager Jerry Pell if she would recommend them for a client in their 50s, and here's what she said.
So the great thing that annuities do is that they provide an ability to get an income stream for your essential expenses. Maybe right for people, maybe not. Definitely a good portion.
Some people love them, some people hate them.
A lot of people hate them because they don't understand them or know enough about them. Definitely worth researching.
Guys, how big of a role do you think annuities should play in an overall retirement strategy?
Yeah, just like any financial instrument, there are good annuities, there are bad annuities. You have to use the right tool for the job.
Right.
Clint mentioned he was finishing off his basement.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to use a 2x4 to hammer in the nails.
It's true. We've used a number of things to try to hammer in a nail.
But you have to use the right tool for the job to accomplish what you're trying to do.
Right.
Use the hammer to hit the nail. And the same thing on annuities. Annuities are great vehicles if they are used properly. But you don't want to be using the wrong tool at the wrong time, because if you want income guaranteed to last a lifetime, a bank account's not going to do that. A mutual fund's not going to do that. The only thing that's going to do that is an annuity. You have to make certain that you select a good annuity that'll provide income for not only one lifetime, but if you're married, provide income for two lifetimes.
I've seen good and bad annuities. We had when we were able to do workshops before the coronavirus.
The old days.
We'll get back there soon. Stay positive. Stay hopeful.
We had one gentleman come in, and when we spoke about annuities and saying that this is a good way to secure, lock in that retirement income that you do have, he spoke about his variable annuity.
Uh-huh.
And we went over that with him, and he had so many hidden fees in there. And just so many things that eroded away at his account
that
he realistically wasn't gaining anything from it.
It was a sad statement to read for him.
Yeah. And so those type of policies do exist out there. And that is what, as she said in there, it's important to do your research on that.
Right.
And when we meet with people, we go over what annuity you're actually getting if you do want an annuity. And we go over what its facets are and how you can utilize it to its most and maximum benefit.
Like Mark was just saying a minute ago about annuities or about any way you choose to invest your money, though, what's key is using any of these tools properly. Like you were saying, you don't want a hammer and a nail with a 2x4. No. You need a hammer. It's about having the right tools and the right allocation and the right balance created within your portfolio. You don't want to invest all of your money in any one particular thing. You want to create a nest egg that's filled with all kinds of different opportunities to create income, to create more security, to reduce risk, to reduce fees. All of these things work together in an equation that the Cadells are here to figure out for you. 801-839-4939. That's the number that you can call to speak to the guys directly. Mark is personally answering your call, and both he and Clint, they're here to help you find the answers to your own money questions. Mark has even written a book to help you get started, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And the next 10 callers, he wants to send you your copy of the book for free. 801-839-4939 for your free copy of Mark's book. And while you're on the phone with Mark, go ahead, set your appointment, put it on the calendar to get to work on your own plan. It's been a roller coaster for all of us these last few weeks. So how are you going to react to it? Are you going to stand by and watch the market determine your financial future in retirement? Or are you going to take action and get back to work rebuilding? It's your money. It's your future. Give us a call. Schedule your phone or video conference and begin the process to get back on track, protecting your money and building your nest egg. 801-839-4939 to get started. Guys, that's it for our show this week. Thank you for being here and sharing all this info with us.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Heather. And thank you, listeners, for listening each week. We really appreciate it.
Again, 801-839-4939 if you want to call the guys. And you can also always find more online at retirerichtoday.com. We'll look for you again back here next Saturday for more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.